T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now is State Representative Nick Hoheisel from House District 97. Nick, thank you for joining us this evening.
Absolutely, John. Great to be back on with you, and a happy belated birthday, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I was remarking to the wife Friday on your birthday that it's fitting that your birthday and 4th of July are very close together. So.
Well, thank you. I thought you were going to say that my birthday and John Carmichael's birthday are the same. A lot of people in the legislature used to point that out.
I did find that rather suspicious there, John.
Yeah, you couldn't find two people ideologically more disassociated and yet born on the same day. Go figure. There's not much that brought us together. Nick, I see you've been endorsed. I was kind of looking at your website, looking at the stuff. You've been endorsed by Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas for Life, the Kansas Chamber. You have an A rating from the NRA. Pretty good list of endorsements, my friend. How's the campaign going so far?
The campaign's going great. You know, we looked forward to when we heard we had a primary. We were wanting to get out, talk with voters, talk with people in the 97th district. We were a little hesitant at first with the COVID pandemic going on, but we're finding that people want to come out. They want to engage. They want to talk. They want to get the economy back going. They want to go back to work. And so we're out there knocking doors, and the feedback's been great so far.
You know, you, in addition to serving in the legislature, you're also a chairman of the South Central delegation. I was actually vice chair of that delegation. Have you enjoyed being involved in that? It's different because you're definitely the folks who come to those tend to be the most, well, frankly, it's just a bitch and moan session. But, I mean, it's still entertaining when you're up there because you're very informative luncheons that you guys get to have. I don't know so much about the forums, but have you enjoyed being involved in that?
You know, I have, and it was a great honor to be chosen by my colleagues to be the chairman of the South Central Legislative Delegation this past year. You know, and we focused on jobs, we focused on transportation, things that are important to getting the economy going in South Central Kansas. And it's been a joy. You know, I've worked with both sides of the aisle on this. And, you know, I still have a few months to go with my chairmanship, and I look forward to closing it out, hopefully, you know, with more jobs and a growing economy.
The you were outdoor knocking. Were you wearing a mask? Were you not wearing a mask? Give me your thoughts on Whipple's latest little step into dictatorship. What are your thoughts?
Because
I've actually had a couple of candidates come to my door, and one wore a mask, two didn't. The guy who did, I told him he didn't have to wear it around me. But I'm curious what your thoughts. What have you been seeing?
So, originally, we weren't using masks. We were properly socially distancing. I mean, you've knocked doors, John. You know, you knock on the door and you take a couple steps back.
Thank you. Exactly.
And so proper social distance is key there. And, you know, we haven't had anybody reject this or anything because we didn't have a mask on. Again, they want to come out. They want to engage. They've been pent up inside. They're full of anger about the economy being shut down, about the direction of our state. So, you know, we haven't had any pushback on that whatsoever.
Medicaid expansion was the big fight up there, at least I think from the perspective of people who were sitting observing. Do you think that that was the big fight, or do you think it might have been the way Laura Kelly handled the pandemic and the executive orders and all that? I mean, you guys were sitting through all the hoo-la-la, and you've been hearing from constituents. What do you think? What are you hearing from your voters?
So the biggest issue people are angry about right now is just the economy being shut down. The people of the 97th district, they're hardworking. They want to go to work. They want to work for their income. They don't want to have to rely on the government. Property tax is another issue that we're hearing a lot of at the doorstep. We passed the Truth and Transparency tax bill, property tax bill, during Sonny Dye. Unfortunately, the governor disagreed with us and vetoed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who is out of touch with what the people of Kansas need. She vetoed a property tax bill.
Yeah, anytime we try to provide any sort of tax relief to Kansans, she's vetoed it. And that just shows how far apart we are with the governor right now up there. Medicaid expansion, yeah, it was a fight, a very, very long fight through both sessions, 2019-2020. They would run an amendment every 2-3 days to try to put it on something. We would have to beat that back. That was a fight as well. But property taxes right now are a really hot issue on the doorstep.
I'm fairly familiar with your district. It paralleled mine. But for my listeners who aren't, it's Southwest Wichita primarily, isn't it?
Yes. Maple to 55th Street South and roughly Meridian out to 119th.
And this was Les Osterman's former district, right?
Yes, correct. And your brother-in-arms, Les Osterman, he's also endorsed our campaign. He's seen the kind of leadership I've provided the last 2 years. He's definitely satisfied with his representation, and we're proud to have his support.
So, you know, I and Les and I used to, he sat one seat behind me, actually, on the House floor for the last 2 years that I was in office, and used to sit back and forth when certain representatives would go to the well, Brandon Whipple in particular, and Les and I would just sort of roll our eyes, oh, God, here he goes again, you know, one of those type of deals.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, you know, one of the big issues that I know was a major issue with him was Veterans Affairs. It was something, because your district, you know, kind of gets close to areas near McConnell, but yours is a working class district. I think the biggest issue that I fought for, and I think Les was an advocate of, was lowering a sales tax on food, yet another one that Laura Kelly ran on, had opportunities during both of the 2 years that you've been in office to lower sales tax on food, vetoed the chance twice.
Yes.
Do you think when you go back, do you think you're going to have a chance to get that done this time?
You know, I'm hopeful. I am hopeful because that is an issue I ran on just like the governor. Only I followed through with my promise. I voted every single time to lower the sales tax on food. Every time it got to her desk, she vetoed it. In her campaign commercials, she said a little bit goes a long way. But when she vetoed the sales tax on food legislation, she said the impact was nominal at best. You know, it was a cent or two or whatnot. I will support every chance I get to lowering the sales tax on food. I'm hopeful that when we go back up there next year, we take another shot at it.
I have to be consistent. I asked, Representative Capps was on right before you. I have to ask you the same question. If you don't win the primary, will you support your Republican opponent, and I didn't get a chance to ask Mike Capps this, but I know the answer. Do you support President Trump, and will you support the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, regardless of who that candidate might be?
Yes, I support the president. I will vote for whoever our nominee for Senate is, and not only will I support my opponent if he does win the primary, I will knock doors for my opponent if he wins the primary, because these next 2 years are too important to let a Democrat fill the seat in the 97th district.
That's very generous of you. I doubt either Patrick Penn or Mike Capps will go door knock for the other, but but I imagine they would vote for the other. Nick, thank you for joining us. If folks want more information, they can visit hoheisel4kansas.com. That's hoheisel4kansas.com for more information or to volunteer, to donate, or whatever, correct?
Absolutely. And you can also find me on Facebook under Rep. Nick Hoheisel as well.
And your Twitter is actually fun to watch, too. If you ever want to hear some jokes or poke fun at people on the legislative KS Ledge Twitter feed, go follow Nick Ohio. So best of luck, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk to former Secretary of State Chris Kobach. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.